Addiction is both the title and the subject of a unique three-day event of talks, films and performances in Dublin this week, run by performance company Theatre Club. Theatre Club have taken a particular interest in addiction and its social effects ever since their show Heroin back in 2010, which gave a disorientating reading of the timeline of the drug and its movement through Irish society. That play, written by Theatre Club's Grace Dias, was inspired by a lecture from Le Mas to Ming, A History of Drugs in Ireland, by activist Graham Ryle. And for the Addiction Festival, Ryle will be representing that very lecture. Culturefile's Elizabeth Whelan went to meet him at his base in St Andrews Community Centre in Rialto, Dublin.
Graham, is this?
Yes. Did you
get
a cup of tea or coffee?
No.
Are you sure?
I did,
for example. It was very unusual. Like, we're in the middle of a busy methadone clinic. We have methadone clinics here on site. And I was just introduced to two people who had never met, and they said they were into theatre and were interested in doing a piece involving drug users. Now, drug users are probably the most interviewed and researched group of people that there are. But Grace just kept coming back and back and back. And gradually we built up a relationship, and I was asked to sit down with them and do a talk where I'll break it down decade by decade from the 60s up to the present day under various themes, from politics, economics, crime, drugs, community and social issues. And they really enjoyed that, went away, and the whole time they were kind of engaging with various service users of ours and really building up really, really good relationships with them. And suddenly then, out of the blue, I was asked down to the hall and they performed Heroin, which is the first of the trilogy of plays they've done over the last number of years. And I was just blown away by it.
She was afraid the walls in her cell were beginning to close in on her, and I couldn't tell the difference between night and day. Every so often, I could hear activity outside my door. Officer, Lauren, officer, will you get me a smoke? The banging and slamming of doors,
Gardaí beginning
to finish.
From there on, can you just say she? I kept slipping in and out.
I think getting people involved in that creative process was a brilliant experience for themselves, and to have their story told and be heard and to actually see it on a stage, I think was great for people. I remember one of the performances I went to, and one or two guys actually had to get up and leave, and they were just overwhelmed by it. But yet they had lived over 20 years in addiction. But when they actually seen it on stage with images of the complex where they grew up, when they seen all of that, it was very difficult for them, because it actually got them to think of themselves even more, because it was a safe place. And that's to the credit of Grace and to the rest of the Theatre Club, that they gave them that safe place, because it wasn't a counselling session or a therapeutic group, you know. They felt really safe in that. So they got a huge confidence from that, and an even greater understanding that of things they took for granted. I grew up in Dolphin House, therefore I started experimenting at 11, 12, 13. I was on heroin at 16, 17. And this is the life I've had since. It gave them then the understanding of, you know, the political, the social, national issues and international issues that led them to where they are. And I think they got something good from that. I think the audiences as well that went to the shows, I think they got a much broader understanding of drug addiction, of drugs, of poverty, of social exclusion, and what that can do to a person, a family, a community, a city.
This is a story about Joey.
Yeah.
Joey started drinking at 11, smoking hash at 14.
Yeah.
He came from a big family. They were the first on their block to get a telly.
To me, Jer. Yeah, say it to me, yeah.
All right. Yeah. They were the first on their block to get a television.
Yeah.
He thinks his dad might have robbed it, but he's not too sure. He says he did poorly in school due to behavioural problems
and
poor concentration.
Keep doing that.
His mother called the priest to the house when he was caught stealing to pay for drink and clothes.
I have this thing called the History of Drugs in Ireland. It's a very different drug trip that people may have experienced. And again, it gives a much broader, well, I hope it gives a much broader analysis of the drug issue, rather than just criminality, you know, moral deviance, you know, bad people and blah, blah, blah. And usual image of, you know, the boardwalk at the moment and, you know, mothers pushing prams. And that's what's literally being pushed by the media. The years 1979 and 1996 are really pivotal in this story that leading up to 1979, a number of factors come together to result in the introduction of heroin onto the streets on a broad base in Dublin. And in 1996 then, a number of factors again came together which resulted in the issue being the number one political issue in the country and being properly addressed. And it's just giving people that story and that information that, well, actually it wasn't just drugs, drug users, and nothing was done and they just went off and either died of HIV or drug use or whatever, that there was a lot of hope in the 1990s, in the mid-1990s, which, you know, for whatever reason and the nature of addiction, the story has gone on from there. And that we are in a very different situation. Like, we're, what now, 35 years of heroin in Ireland. Heroin is now a countrywide issue. It's not just a Dublin issue, which it was never before. And it is, in a sense, telling people that story.
Graham Ryle there, and his From La Masse to Ming, A History of Drugs in Ireland, is on at Project Art Centre Dublin tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. And that'll be followed by a screening of Lenny Abrahamson's Adam and Paul, with a post-show talk with the director, as well as star and writer Mark O'Halloran. Full details of all addiction events from projectartcentre.ie.